figure out where the how far away that little electron is going to be from the proton in the hydrogen atom, okay? And it was called uncertainty. They had a big debate. He had a debate with the guy which was clean with his math or science. He was able to convert, show how mass and energy converted, okay? But this guy that broke up the atom would have the complaint. And finally, they'd argue back and forth, these two German scientists and this guy that actually broke up the structure. But he said, maybe God won't show the hand. Hopefully, in this case, God's hand is on it. It's my beliefs and ideologies. Now, I'm not to incriminate Arizona drivers. But what I'm to say is, let's say they're trying to go proper speed limit, okay? Miles per hour, not millimeters this time. And let's say I'm, or the complainant in this case, I don't mean myself, okay, is going 56 in VX, okay? Now, if you take a look at that last graph I showed you on the back, that's a skewed shaped, L-shaped curve. It actually shows I was going 55, 57, okay? Now, it actually shows histographically, but if you fill it in, you can actually see that this area is larger than this area. So, in truth, I could say I was more likely going below 56 miles per hour than above it. Given your numbers, given uncertainty of the driver, I was more likely going below 56 miles an hour than above it. And that's the truth. Don't get to court at all. I don't want a lawyer on this one. Math surpasses English as an international language. And that's your numbers, not mine. Irritating me. Put up with this. And these are Arizona standards. Excuse me. I really want you guys to be right. It doesn't matter whether I lose or win this case. I've taught for 16 years in the state of Arizona. I expect them to learn their math and set up the equipment properly. That's it. Who's next?
Thank you. Mr. Greer, do you have any questions?
No.
Do you have anything else? In closing, any other remarks?
I respect Mr. Elliott's insight and his ideas on uncertainty. And however, in the case of the Arizona law, the statute, it's a strict liability. That the statute tells us a driver is driving at a speed that is greater than reasonable and prudent, and the presumption is the speed that is over 45 miles per hour is a speed that is greater than reasonable and prudent. And it's a strict liability statute. Mr. Elliott hasn't shown any proof that he was operating his vehicle at a speed of 45 miles per hour or less. Instead, his ideas at best show that the vehicle could have been operated at a speed of 55 miles per hour. As Mr. Elliott, the defendant, has done nothing to present evidence that shows that the speed of greater than 45 miles per hour is reasonable and prudent. The statute requires that the defendant rebuts the presumptive speed, which he has not. State believes that it's shown in its evidence that defendant Elliott was operating a vehicle at a speed greater than reasonable and prudent within the jurisdiction of the town and this court, and asked the court to find Mr. Elliott responsible. Thank you.
Can I comment on that?
I'm going to allow you to, but I'd like to see the